The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. All right, welcome to this, the next podcast in the business management series. And we are continuing today with the key management roles of planning, organizing, leading, and controlling, in particular, focusing on the leading role. When we define leading, we say it's the process of influencing staff to do what an organization, department, or team wants done. So we've, under the planning role of an organization, we've set the objectives and we've set the strategies to achieve those objectives through the planning stages, those five steps we outlined under planning. Under organizing, we've seen what our objectives are, we've seen the strategies we want to achieve, and we allocate the resources and structure the organization around it to best achieve that strategy and therefore the objectives of the organization. It's now up to us to ensure that the staff and the organization is heading in the right direction to achieve those objectives and to follow that strategy as outlined. So leading is really a key management role. It's all about seeking commitment from your staff to the organization's objectives and ensuring that those objectives will be met in the future. So leading is the third stage of the POLC process. So the planning has occurred and the organization of resources has been completed. So the process must be led by someone who takes the leadership role to ensure the objectives of the organization are being met. So leaders are said to be people that create an environment that allows workers to achieve their full potential. Under leadership, leaders are said to be people that create an environment that allows workers to achieve their full potential. So it's about having the qualities of a leader to ensure that people are reaching their full potential. It's about making sure that you are encouraging people to put in greater effort. It's making sure that you're empowering your employees to embrace the organization and move forward than what perhaps their role requires them to do. Modern leaders are those people that are able to encourage their employees, motivate their employees, and take them to them and the organization to a better place. So it's all about inspiring your employees to achieve the best.
What is the most inspiring thing I ever said to you?
Don't be an idiot. Changed my life. Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
There's some words of wisdom from Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute from the US version of The Office. So it's inspiring your employees to act in the best interest of the organization. So you're being the leader to make sure that the organization's objectives and strategies are being met. So a leader, it's someone who has a vision for the future, a vision, the big picture. They can see where the organization wants to go. They can look beyond the everyday activities. And these are the people that can really establish the plans to achieve the goals of the organization, to achieve the objectives of the organization. It requires a greater knowledge of the organization to be a leader. It requires a greater knowledge of the factors that affect the organization. This includes clients, shareholders, and the physical and social environments that you operate in. A leader can be described as someone who looks at a situation from a number of perspectives and through a number of frames of reference. So these people really are forward-looking and quite innovative in their approach to management.
Check out my man getting his leadership on. First, he hits him with a little preparation.
Are there any more questions about evolving treatment therapies?
Next, inspiration.
Now, I just want you to know, you guys all have the potential to be amazing doctors.
And finally, a dose of fear.
Okay, I'll see you guys.
Okay, fear might need a little work, but otherwise, smurf-tastic!
That's how I smurf, baby.
Here's some of the leadership qualities of JD and Scrubs, as outlined by Turk. There are a number of qualities that a leader brings to an organization that makes the organization achieve its goals and objectives. These can be personality attributes, or they can be skills that they've developed over their time as being a manager or through their trainings that they've undertaken.
There are three leadership qualities that are imperative for a leader or manager within a large-scale organization. They are the interpersonal, informational, and decision-making qualities for a manager within a large-scale organization. The interpersonal leadership quality involves liaising with people, dealing with people, the people skills that a manager needs to have to be effectively carry out their duties as a manager. It's not just being able to deal with the employees, but also other stakeholders that the organization gets involved with, such as the customers, the suppliers, and other key stakeholders, such as the shareholders, perhaps. So the interpersonal skills is having the skills to be able to talk with people, communicate with them, have some empathy, and making them feel comfortable and confident in your dealings with the organization. The informational leadership quality involves the gathering and communicating or sharing of data and knowledge. So the leadership quality here is about gaining information, collating it, and making sense of it, and disseminating that to our members and stakeholders of the organization. The decision-making leadership quality is all about making choices in order to solve problems or take up opportunities. At the end of the day, it is the leaders of the organization that are setting the agenda, setting the strategic plan, setting the mission and vision statements of the organization. So at the end of the day, they're the ones making the decisions. So the leadership quality around decision-making is imperative to ensure that a manager is effective in what they do.
Qualities of leadership are enhanced through management skills. Management skills is one of the topics we're going to look at in a future podcast. So when we're looking at leadership, we can say that a leader is one that can connect with their employees to get them to achieve the objectives of the organization. They're able to communicate the vision of the project, the vision of the organization, and the strategies to achieve that vision and objectives to the team. And ideally, the members of that team, now that they've been communicated by the leader, will fully share the leader's enthusiasm for that. Good leadership needs the support of the other three key management roles. And most importantly, they need to be able to provide feedback to their employees to be an effective leader. So in short, leadership is all about the relationship with your employees and ensuring that the organization's objectives and strategies are being followed and met. That's it for this podcast on leading. We'll continue very soon with our final podcast in Polk, looking at the controlling role. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon. Let's get down to business.